Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, yeah, check that one. Behind the east side. Rockin' in a little tight. Yeah.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Lethal Refresh. We're live. It's a Monday, and we're here today. We're here on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, specifically on Musqueam land, which is unceded. And we are broadcasting to everywhere, stolen lands, everywhere. And shout out to everyone in LA and across America protesting against ICE and their blatant abuse of power on civilians. So, that being said, welcome to Lethal Refresh.
It's a beautiful day to be alive. Let me tell you what. What's up, Lethal Refresh?
Hello. We have a U in here.
We're back. Back. Gorgeous sunny day. Whew, safe and sound from Italian day yesterday. Chaotic.
What'd they do to you?
It was just a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Good food, though.
Yeah.
Crazy, really good though. Food. Really? You forget how many people live in this city when you're living in your ivory tower.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a lot of good music. How are you doing, Jay? Sorry,
I'm doing good.
Just popped up. I haven't seen you in a little bit.
I'm doing good. I believe we have a Danny in tow also.
Let's go. Oh, how was performing?
Oh, there's the Danny. It was fun. I will talk to you about that.
Okay.
I will tell everyone about it.
Danny's here. Wow.
We've got a Danny.
It's popping off.
It's really going on today.
It's beautiful. No, it's a good day. Get out there.
Yeah, and take some water with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it is hot.
I'm drying up. Is that Juice WRLD? No, never mind.
Mechatalk. Wait, Rainbow.
Is that Juice WRLD?
Who up on the Rainbow Road?
Hello, Danny.
Hold for a moment. Watch it all unfold.
Hello, Danny.
Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Oh, it's been hot. I just showered too.
I'm finally alive again.
You're alive.
Yeah.
She's alive.
Out of the trenches.
I know, finally.
Congratulations. You were going through it. I'm sorry about yesterday. I am sure I heard amazing things about this beach.
Oh, it was lovely. My friend Cameron and I.
The beach is good this time of year.
We grabbed hands and we ran into the water and crashed into the waves. And it was so fun.
Wow.
My first time in the ocean this year.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Amazing. We've got a lot to get through today, so let's just.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just go at it here. We got a lot to talk about too. There's music waste. Past 4 days, I've been busy, but we got Like Hell by Still Depths. They've got a new single out. Looks like they're dropping an album. Actually, I know that they are dropping an album. We got, this one's for Ewan.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I love them now, but it's Asakanajem Kumisau by D. Wow. Silvestre, MCDD, SV.
I only recognize
Adam
D.
DJ and MC Luinzo.
You can do that? Oh my gosh, that's so helpful. I didn't realize you could hover over the little thing and see all. Wow, and that saves me a lot of time. Okay.
And there's a new Mark William Lewis song called Tomorrow's Perfect, and he's on. Yeah.
Is it one guy or is it three guys?
No, it's...
Or is it one guy with a compound name and one other guy?
It's four.
Do you still have...
Four?
He's like a producer slash MC, and he's probably just got other MCs on it and people co-producing.
Oh, for this song, yeah.
Well, what if it's Mark William and Lewis? Or it's Mark William and Lewis? Or it's Mark and William and Lewis?
Oh, okay. Like, no, that's just Mark William Lewis. Like, one
I was wondering if it was three boys or two boys, one with a compound name and one other boy.
It's a $3 name right there.
A $3 name. Well, enjoy these tracks and we'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.
Vai rebolando. Eu vou tacar nessa piranha, muito louco de skunk. Vou ter com essa novinha que tem um rabão gigante. Vou tacar na puta que tem um rabão gigante. Vou na piranha, muito louco de skunk. Hoje eu vou uma puta que tem a bunda gigante. Vou tacar nessa piranha, muito louco de skunk. Vou ter com essa novinha, muito louco de skunk. Vou tacar nessa piranha.
Steady hand of the state. days. You never get to just be alone.
Hello.
Hey, folks.
Is Cockney's fish and chips good?
We have a question.
Yeah.
For anyone call living in the Kitsilano area, or they have another location somewhere, call in. Is Cockney's fish and chips worth a try?
Is
We've been having
it?
A fish and chips craving.
I'd really love to hear from a really fat seagull about this. So if there's a really fat seagull listening, please call in, because I feel like you would know if Cockney's fish and chips
when
is
we're
good.
Able to talk with animals through whatever happens, because I know something will happen. Someone will make something.
We'll be asking them, like, Twitter chuds, ask Rock. We'll be
God.
Like, hello, crow.
Getting their food taste, though, would be kind of amazing.
Food taste? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be.
Except they have... more accurately experience cannibalism than most people, especially those seagulls.
I mean, we can get their opinion on it.
Call in.
They don't even know, though. That's
seagull,
kind of rough.
And you've had Cockney's fish and chips.
Actually,
you
no.
have a favorite food place.
Seagulls probably don't practice cannibalism. It's like chickens. No one's eating seagulls or frying seagulls. Sorry.
I mean, apparently seagull eggs are a delicacy in Coast Salish territories.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What style?
I don't know how they serve them, but I had a prof... he who shall not be named, because we have personal Substack beef now. Like, he wrote
what?
About me on his Substack. I told you about this.
What?
But he did. He's Northern Coast Salish, and he shared with me that he collects seagull eggs on campus, but he keeps his spot low key. But apparently, it is a delicacy, and people.
If the
cook
beef
them.
Settles down, just no pressure.
If he writes another Substack love letter to me, then maybe.
Because. Part of me is like, okay, actually, I shouldn't talk about this because animal death is not a sub. Anyway, you just heard three amazing songs.
Yeah, you just heard some good songs.
We got a call.
I mean,
we've got a call.
Okay,
I think we've got an answer to our
question. Yes.
My headphones aren't working. Hold on, headphones.
Okay.
Hello. Greetings.
What's up? How are you?
I'm well, and all the three of you.
Good. We're good.
Super good.
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Oh, glad.
Did you have an opinion?
I do not want animal taste. I don't want to taste what they taste.
Mm.
I've seen what they eat. I don't want to eat that. If that's okay to them, I don't want that to be okay.
But if if you're them, though, that's what you know, though, so...
Are there any animals, like, who you'd make an exception for, whose taste buds you would like to have? Or is it, like, none? The whole animal kingdom?
I don't know. I've watched dogs do some horrible things.
Yeah.
I've seen things, you know. It just... They live on, like, a live-or-die type, you know, mentality. I'm just eating because I want it to taste good. Like,
But what if they have strong, like, taste buds or smell? You know, dogs have very strong sense of smell. So maybe they could describe you taste on a level which you've never even been able to comprehend. Or, like, it's so groundbreaking for them.
We've all seen it. We've all seen the things they do. No one, I'm not signing up for that.
There's many things going through my mind.
You're telling me there's no, like, secret umami flavor that comes from, like, a raccoon? Like, trash, maybe trash?
No, raccoon. Regular human umami, I'm happy with that. I don't need trash. I don't need, like, vomit. I don't need any of those things.
True.
At all.
That's some good
points.
I can see where you're coming from.
I might want the taste buds of a mackerel. I've never seen a mackerel eat anything weird, but I don't think I've ever seen a mackerel eat.
I think they just eat, like, little other, like, bugs and plankton and other little fishes.
You had me thinking, though, what if those, like, plankton have an umami flavor that we don't know about?
Yeah, the salt or...
I'm not sure there's a lot of taste buds on their tongues. I think it's purely just staying alive, right?
A lack of taste buds, perhaps.
Jay's our resident fish expert, so do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I don't think they're tasting very. I don't think they're really enjoying all the flavors.
But what about
they should be?
What about okay? What about this? What about do you think like a cow, for example, who's on like a grass fed diet versus a cow who's on more of a free range or the kind of slop they feed cows sometimes? Do you think there's some sort of aggression there? Like, oh, you eat grass, you're very fancy. You know, like they kind of have some beef.
Beef with beef. I've seen that they want to. There are specific types of plants and whatnot that they'll seek out and you know, first, and then move on to grass or just like you know the whatever. Mm. But I don't think they care. Like you can feed your dog the same thing day after day for years, and it just like comes back as like this is the best thing I've ever had. And I think just operate on that. I need to do this. It's innate. You know, it's within them. I don't think they're thinking about it too much.
Mm. That's fair.
Maybe some clients are like picky and choosy about certain things, but I really don't know. I can't see it demonstrated.
I feel so lethally refreshed on this subject. I'm thinking so much. I'm thinking about when I went to feed my dog a bit of watermelon, and usually they catch the food in their mouths, you know? And he just let it hit his face, and it just fell to the floor, and he didn't like it. So he definitely had
that's probably the flavor profile.
Killing
watermelon.
No, because he was catching everything in his mouth, like, so beautifully. But then he just let it hit his face, and he stared at me with these big eyes, and he didn't want to eat it. So he doesn't like watermelon.
Sorry, you were gonna say?
Caller?
I was just like watermelon's like the best melon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was so confused. And why I wanted to share with him. I was like, you're gonna love this. And he was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
We'll just have to see what the future holds, I guess.
Then he heads to the toilet for a drink, right?
As his lawyer, I can't confirm nor deny that my client does any such thing.
He pleads the... I'm trying to think of like a good one, like plead the wolf or plead the...
You got it. You got a good bit in there.
I can't think of a dog sound that starts with an F.
Dog sound?
Well, just like a play on pleads the fifth. Play on... You plead the... Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Anyway.
Thanks for
carry on. Back to the tune.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Alan. Thank you.
Greatly awesome. Appreciated.
Hey, have a good show.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Oh, hello. That was
people calling.
Oh, I feel so
nice.
Refreshed.
Lethally,
I feel
almost.
So refreshed. And we've got more songs too.
Did we say what the previous songs we heard?
Yeah, let me do that really quick. That was Tomorrow's Perfect by Mark William Lewis.
One guy, not three.
One guy,
not two.
We got Asakana Gem. I said it wrong. Asakana Gem?
You had a good pronunciation.
Originally, I had it good. D. Silvestra, MC DDSV, Adam DJ, and MC Luinzo.
And that's four people, not one person.
And that's four people.
Can we bring up that Thai Boy track?
Which one?
Oh, yeah,
I want a rotation with Tia Wood and Thai Boy because I said so.
Sure, we got it. Yeah, we got it.
That would be amazing.
So we're going to hear three tracks here. We're going to hear Never Come Down by Tia Wood.
Yeah.
We're going to hear Stadium by Thai Boy Digital, a new song out. And we're going to hear local band Gadfly, who just played at Music Waste a few days back. They got a new single called Bop It.
It's a good, cool cover. And they're doing a show, I forget where, I was seeing posters for it. They're doing a show fundraiser for a cat on the 14th of June, I think. 14th or 16th of June with some other bands.
Yeah.
If you're downtown, you'll see posters around the city, or you can check their socials for that. But they're doing a cool fundraiser live performance with some other bands. So
shout out. But we're going to play those tracks, play a quick ad or two, and we'll get to those tracks. So
enjoy.
Goodbye.
Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan Tones of Indonesia. The Many Sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixotroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in! If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
From way up in the air, I don't have the guts to.
across the stars. Turn the world around, skies above, across the stars. I don't know my head, I go my arm, go and get the bag. Turn my fancy into bands, put that shit in the bank. Know about how you get it, you just go out and get it. I will go and I got that power, show solo sin in our rain. Cold look like the dawn, I don't bug you like your song. Like 4 a.m. in the morning, I'm still standing and I'm gone. Smoke on, pass on, pass on. If I get the cash, you know that I'm gon' pass on, pass on. The pesos, pesos. I'm staking at the mountains like Lego. I'm on a mission feeling so. I'm in your city going local. Let it drag it like a smoker. They look at my face like I hate poker. They look at my face, I'm not a joker. They know where I'm really from. We all should put us in the stadium. They don't know where we really from. We all should put us in the stadium. I don't know where we really from. We all should put us in the stadium. They don't know where we really from. We all should put us in the stadium. They don't know where we really from. We all should put us in the stadium. They don't know where we really from. We all should put us in the stadium. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello.
Hello, bonjour.
Hello, bonjour. We're back.
Woo!
Hello. Thanks, Ewan. Wait, you just heard...
I'll look at that.
Oh, okay. We just heard three tracks there. You heard Bop It by Gadfly. You heard Stadium by Ty Boy Digital. And Never Come Down by Tia Wood. Shout out.
Ty Boy. Is it by Ty Boy or is it by DJ Billy Bull?
No, it's just straight up Ty
Boy. When did this drop? I haven't listened.
Last week-ish.
May 22nd.
Oh.
How long have I been in the abyss for?
I mean, that's around the time I added it. So, yeah, it's been in the abyss for a while.
Yeah.
I see.
I haven't added a lot of new crazy. Sorry to not keep it refreshed enough lately.
It's hard to keep it refreshed when we're in the abyss. But
yeah. I mean, it's fine. There's a lot of good tracks. Actually, could you bump that Wednesday track up a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
I love Wednesday. Yeah. I guess they're going to be playing next, but...
Sad thing, it's Monday today.
Oh, so many good albums. I mean, there's been a lot of really nice... can I get some thoughts? Because I've been thinking about this. Cameron Winters, have you heard the album? Thoughts?
Okay, yeah, actually, okay.
Because it's getting very big now. And I
remember when it came out because I was in Haida Gwaii.
Oh,
and
wow.
I heard people talking about it last year, end of last year. But my partner mentioned... it like a few weeks ago again, and I was like, oh, I should like, and then I saw it online everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was getting like it's getting like traction, and he played on one of those late night shows.
Oh, did he?
He played
because he's been doing a lot of live stuff, going to churches, and
he played organ. One of the somber ones off the album.
Drinking Age
on like that, Jimmy, because
that's also kind of become a meme.
Yeah,
where it's like I don't know, like it's some meme, and then the punchline is like the Drinking Age live performance or something.
Yeah, or like the Love Takes Miles.
Yeah, that's been on trending on stuff.
Yeah, it's a great album. His voice, I wasn't like that familiar with Geese before. I know Inez was like a pretty big Geese fan.
Yeah, I went to go see them.
Yeah.
They were opening for King Gizzard, I think.
So it's kind of a new thing for me, but... I'm getting used to his voice, and I like it a lot.
Yeah. It's funny. The thing that I keep getting with his stuff is, like, the voice does match the lyrics to a certain extent, but it'll occasionally go off where you're on this one emotional rift with the with his voice, and he's doing all this moaning, and his vocals are changing in these strange ways. Drinking Age, he's just, like, letting it all out. But then sometimes with the lyrics, you're kind of going, like, when you start paying more and more attention to the lyrics, they kind of... both the vocal emotional range and what he's saying, they work really well together.
Yeah.
But you can kind of separate them very easily. So like Cancer in the Skull, like the way, I mean, Drinking Age and Cancer in the Skull are both about addictions, but the way that it's like talked about is really, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
I was
very funny.
I was here last week. I was talking to Jasper, our station manager, and we were planning something and he started humming Nausicaa.
Really?
Like that album. And I was like, whoa, is that Cameron Winter? And it's infecting everyone.
No, I think...
not me yet.
I think it's been
maybe in a month.
So far like a marker of this time. Like, this is the last we'll talk about it, but it's a great bus album. Whenever I'm listening to it on the bus and it's a sunny day, you put on like Love Takes Miles, Nausicaa, some of those, and it's just beautiful. Yeah. You just enjoy your day. And anyway, I just thought... since it's I've wanted to talk to you about it for a while because again music it's just been so long.
Exactly.
But I'm glad, and we get to hear more tracks.
We got more tracks coming up. We've got yeah, we'll do three for you. We got Play by James K.
James
I absolutely
K is newer,
love
right?
Sorry,
James K is a bit newer, right?
Kind of, yeah. I think they were doing some collaborations with Eve's Tumor like years back.
Oh,
but they were actually, they played Red Gate a few months ago. I couldn't go.
What?
I gave my ticket to someone, I can't remember, but they have a new album coming out. This single is great
because they came out with Hoodie a couple, like a year back,
a few
or
years
something
back, yeah.
And that's that single or whatever is really, really good.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to hear what's next.
We've got a new Burial Etiquette track, nice. Keepsake, and after that
with
we've got
cool
Elderberry
cover.
Wine by Wednesday.
Let's go. I will. I did not buy MJ Lenderman tickets. Oh, well.
Oh,
if Wednesday comes, I might see that. But
will we make it till Wednesday?
Well, we'll have to decide on Elderberry Wine to see how we feel.
Yeah. But hopefully you enjoy these tracks. And we'll be back. Goodbye.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Allô, bonjour. Oh.
Hello. Oh.
No, I think
hello, caller. Feel free.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm phoning because I'm in a local band who we've had an American tour postponed, and so we're doing just like sort of a contingency measure last minute show at Green Auto this evening. I was hoping that you guys might be able to mention it on air.
You're on air right now. This is the on air line. So, hear that, listeners? Go to Green Auto.
That's fantastic.
What's when's the Doors, and who's playing?
We're called Dead Bob.
Dead
and,
Bob.
Yeah.
B O B.
And B O B. D E A D B O B. Deceased Robert. And we are. It's just going to be us this evening. Doors at 7. Music at 8 or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah!
Wow. Okay.
Is Robert okay, by the way?
And it's going to be by donation.
By donation.
Epic.
Okay.
Hear that, listeners. Go to Green Auto tonight.
Tonight.
Here, have the night of your life.
Tune in to some Dead Bob. So thank you for that. You've now been promoed on Lethal Refresh. On
thanks,
CITR
thanks for calling. I hope the show goes well.
We appreciate that. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, have a great show.
See you.
Cheers. So long.
Yeah.
One more.
Sit on a head,
tonight.
Hello and goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
You just heard three tracks there. You heard Elderberry Wine, Wednesday, Keepsake by Burial Etiquette, and Play by James K. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for Parts Unknown.
With Chris Horrific.
With Chris Horrific. He'll take care of you. I'm Danny.
And best part of your Monday. Ewan.
And Jay.
This is Lethal Refresh every Monday. Same
and
time.
6 p.m. tonight, we got Spit in Your Ear.
By Music Collective. Tune in.
Tune
Toodles.
In.
Bye.
Kailala Lelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kailala Lelum aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
Volunteering gives me a deep sense of fulfillment, knowing I'm helping kids build resilience and navigate the challenges they face. Each moment I spend helping the Scouts fills me with a sense of purpose.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Volunteering gives me a deep sense of fulfillment, knowing I'm helping kids build resilience and navigate the challenges they face. Each moment I spend helping the Scouts fills me with a sense of purpose.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.